What's the 411? You're tuned in to 411 Teen. 411 Teen is a weekly program for teens and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that confront, intersect, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. Pace School for Girls, ages 12 to 18, provides an opportunity for success. PACE stands for Practical Academic Cultural Education. The nonprofit organization addresses various issues which may impede the progress of female students academically and socially. PACE was founded by a social worker in Jacksonville in 1985. It receives funding from different agencies, including Florida Department of Juvenile Justice, the Leon County School Board, the United Way, City of Tallahassee, and Leon County Commission. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield, producer of 411 Teen, and joining me here at the roundtable, I welcome Elizabeth Drum. Elizabeth is a sophomore at Pace Center for Girls. She's into volleyball and criminology.
Hello.
Kiara Hannah also attends Pace. She is a senior. She enjoys singing and performing.
Hey, everyone.
Ms. LaShawn Gordon is a social service manager. She's been there for 8 years, and she has a wealth of knowledge that she will share with us.
Hello, Tallahassee, and I'd like to give a special shout-out to all those transition students out there. Once a Pace girl, always a Pace girl.
And Ms. Kelly Oddy. She's the executive director of Pace Center for Girls.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Oh, I'm just excited to have you and have you share about your school with the listening audience. Ms. Oddy, I'll start with you first. Can you just kind of give us a feel, a kind of overview of what PACE is all about?
Well, one of the things that you said was that the school was started in 1985 out of Jacksonville by a social worker. And basically it was started because they were seeing girls coming into the criminal justice system or starting to be served by the criminal justice system. Mm-hmm. And they didn't, the original founder, who's Vicki Burke, didn't believe the girls were being served well. And so she not only started to do research to look at how would girls best be served from an intervention standpoint when the girls are on probation, or also from a prevention standpoint, which is prior to any kind of involvement mm-hmm. with the juvenile justice system. And what we know today, thanks in part to her work and in part to a lot of other really talented academicians, is that girls do commit crimes differently. They have a different path to at-risk behavior. They also require a different kind of intervention. So PACE came about because of that. Like, so what do you do if we know that girls have a different path? If we know that we have to work with girls differently than we do boys, then what do we do? Mm-hmm. So it developed as a two-pronged process of both an education-based program where girls who were struggling in school could come and get an education at the same time that they're receiving some pretty intensive services wrapped mm-hmm. around that, the goal being to help them be successful in school and at the same time addressing barriers or hardships or trauma, things that have happened in their life that may have made it more difficult for them to get their feet sort of wholly mm-hmm. under them.
That makes sense. Or you could say just girls who are going through some changes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what girls who are going through changes, mm-hmm. and they can be academic changes, mm-hmm. personal changes, social changes, just changes in their life. Mm-hmm. And what is life but a series of changes?
Absolutely.
That's what it's about. Let's hear from these students. I want to hear, how would you describe your school, Elizabeth?
I would describe PACE as really just like a second chance for a lot of girls. Like, I know it was my second chance with my mom. Like, I'm not there for my grades. Like, I mean, I had everything, and then my mom took me to PACE because it was really the last straw with me. And mm-hmm. PACE has really helped us. Like, when I went to PACE, I wasn't living at home. I was living outside of home. And now my mom lives in Pensacola, but I was living at home with her, and we were getting along really well. And PACE has helped our relationship so much. Like, it's really given us a second chance. And it's also, like, I'm in my right grade. Like, PACE has helped me also catch up too. Like, I'm almost ahead in English, so it's just really a great school.
That's fantastic. What about you, Kiara?
I think for me, Pace is just, it's such a blessing. Because when I was at a regular high school, I was in 10th grade, and I was kind of at my breaking point. I had a lot going on within my household, and my grades were fine. Like, I didn't have academic trouble or anything, mm-hmm. you know. It was just that I couldn't keep going to school and trying to pretend like everything was okay, and mm-hmm. I wasn't stressed out, and I met a counselor there, and she ended up being someone that I could talk to. And she's like, I was talking to her about everything that I was going through, and she's like, okay, well, why don't you go to Pace? And I mean, like, she's kind of like an angel for me, because if it wasn't for her, I would have never known about the school. And so she recommended Pace to me, and she brought my mom in, and it was me and my mom and her and another counselor from my mm-hmm. high school. And I think within, like, a week or two, I shadowed there. I met Miss Gordon, and after that, I started going there. And just... what an experience. I mean,
that's fantastic.
I've been here for almost a year and a half. So, and I looked back, and at first I was like, I wasn't expecting to be here for that amount of time. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I was really shy, and I would come and just, I don't know what to do. Like, I would just sit there.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. I would come in every day, and I'd pick this one little table, like this one little secluded table, like off in the corner, and I just sit there and observe people. And mm-hmm. I just watch everybody talk and look at me, and I'm looking back at them like I have no idea who anyone is, mm-hmm. you know? And I think...
well, it's obvious it's been a real positive experience.
Yeah.
Even though we're radio, this is one time we need to be television. So they could see these smiles. You know, the listening audience could see your face. I mean, both of you, obviously you just love your school. And I think that's fantastic. That really just is a real testimony to Pace. Now, Ms. Garden, you've been there a long time, so I guess you have seen a number of changes. Can you kind of share what you have observed over the years? So you've been there 8 years now.
Well, I'll just kind of share my story.
Okay.
I fell in love with Pace through my own foster children, okay. and they actually attended Pace, and the atmosphere was one that I fell in love with. So,
what was it that attracted you?
Well, the counseling services and the teachers just wrapping services around the girls. And my kids got that on a consistent basis. You know, if a girl had a moment in class, I no longer got phone calls. You need to pick her up. It was, hey, she had a moment, but we dealt with it. We embraced her. It's okay. She's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my experience with Pace. And the minute a counseling position was open and available, I jumped on it as fast as I could. And so 8 years later, here I am.
Well, that says something. What is the process for admission? Let's say someone is listening and they think, wow, that is exactly what I need. That is where what steps do they go through? What do they need to do?
Well, one of our big things at Pace is we like to focus on each girl and her family. So girls are referred through a number of different referral sources. It can be families. It can be friends of Pace, former Pace girls, community providers, just a lot of anybody can refer a girl to Pace.
Is there self-referral?
There's a lot of self-referrals. Okay. Sometimes girls hear about Pace. We've had girls to walk in and say, this is where I need to be. I need to start school today. So anybody can refer a girl to Pace, including a girl herself. But when a girl shows interest in the program or a referral comes in, we sit down and we do an individual intake process, mm-hmm. and that's a assessment. Where is this girl academically? Where is mm-hmm. this girl socially? What do we need to do to help the girl to be successful? Mm-hmm. The girl usually meets with the counselor, and then from there, there's an intake process with the intake team. So there's a academic person present and a social mm-hmm. service person present. And then we begin to develop a care plan. What's going to be the plan? What services we're going to wrap around the girl? We coordinate with the girl's zone school, wherever she's coming from. What mm-hmm. issues did this girl have? What do you feel like PACE can do for the girl? And then we bring the girl into the program.
Now, is there any set criteria? I mean, for example, let's say, I know you take them between 12 and 18, but let's say someone comes in and they meet the age criteria, but academically they're way, way, way delayed. Does that make a difference?
Well, a lot of our girls are delayed, yeah. significantly okay. delayed. Mm-hmm. It also can change from also week to week what the composition of the school is, but... no, I think as long as she's in the 6th to the 12th grade mm-hmm. in Leon mm-hmm. County and that we feel like we can help her, that it's a good placement for her, it's a good place for her.
Okay.
It's very simple. Very simple.
Okay. Well, that's good. What about let's look at the physical setting, you know, for the listening audience. Let's kind of just set it up. What is it like? What does it feel like there at school?
They take care of you. They definitely, definitely take care of you. Like, and you're surrounded by so many women. It's like you have all these moms everywhere.
Oh, that's great.
You know?
Like that.
I mean, they, like, if you're hungry, you know, they'll take you. They'll be like, okay, well, you know, here's a snack. They'll go. They'll make sure that you've got what you need, mm-hmm. you know? And there's always, always somebody there. If you just need a moment and you just need to talk to someone, you know, if you've got a lot going on or you're just having one of those days, there's somebody there that can, like, pull aside. Or, you know, if they can't get to you right then they'll make time for you. And they'll get to you by the end of the day.
So what I feel, what I get from you all, is it's a family. I mean, is that...
It is. Like, okay. I mean, every person there is, like, your PACE sister, you know? It's beyond just a student or, you know, a classmate, just somebody I went to school with. Like, mm-hmm. no, this girl right here, Elizabeth Drum, mm-hmm. the day that I met her, you know, I still remember the day that I met her. And it's just they grow on you. Like, everybody grows on you. Like, even the people you're not so sure about, you know, they find a way into your heart and they become people that you just brighten up your day if you see them, and they make you laugh. And I mean, like I said, like, these are, like, extra moms to me. Mm-hmm. And she's like a sister mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, all of the girls just kind of grow on you in some way, shape, or form. Okay. And you don't forget those people.
All right.
Yeah, like, we have so many, like, we have so many girls that, like, I didn't even, like, think I would be friends with, and... Now we're just, every day I see them, I'm like, hey, girl. And, like, we hang out. And, I mean, I think of PACE as another family, too. Maybe a little dysfunctional. But, mm-hmm. I mean, we all get along. And, like, with PACE, like, my counselor is, like, my mom. Like, she gets on me if I do something stupid. She's like, really? Was that necessary? And, I mean, they really treat you like family. And if you need something, they have it. And if they don't have it, they'll get it. Like, it's just really, it's a big family.
Okay. Now, physically, where are you all located?
We're on Cross Creek Circle, which is off of Appalachian Parkway, down by Earth Fair. Mm-hmm. The building itself is probably the weakest part of our program. It's definitely something that we've been in the same building for 15 years, and it's got a lot of wear and tear. You can't have, you know, 125 girls a year going through that place 5 days a week and not have some wear and tear. So we're trying to figure out basically any creative way that we can to find a space for these girls. Mm-hmm. There's no outside space. So okay. we have a parking lot. And mm-hmm. fortunately for us, we have a lot of partnerships and lots of good things to get the girls. We can get them out of there to get them to some outside space occasionally, but the space itself is not Yeah, not. But it doesn't. It doesn't even begin to express sort of what the joy that's in the place, the activity level that is in the place, kind of the, I mean, you certainly have issues. There's relationship issues, and some girls come in very traumatized over a weekend. You have heightened emotional states. You can have conflict between girls. You can have all of those things. But in general, the energy level in the building is just very positive. It's like a hum. There's something really wonderful about a group of girls together that you have to experience and really feel in order to completely appreciate it.
That's fantastic. That is great. Mm-hmm. As far as your typical day, could you share when your day starts? I mean, does it start at 7:30? Does it start at 8? I mean, when does your day start?
My day is, like, bright and early. I mean, my mom, she has to be to work by 7:30, mm-hmm. and I think Pace, technically, it takes in officially, like, kind of school class actually kind of starts at 9:05, mm-hmm. And then it ends at 3:56. But a typical day is I get there around 7:30, and during
Let me interrupt you. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Hold your thoughts for a moment. We're going to take a brief break, but we'll get right back at you. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield, and I've got some dynamic folks sitting here at this round table with me. Again, I have Kelly Otte, who's the executive director of Pace Center for Girls, Ms. Joshan Gordon, who is the social service manager, and two dynamic students, Kiara Hannon and Elizabeth Drum. Kiara, I had to interrupt you because you were just sharing a typical day. So would you like mm-hmm. to continue, please?
I was saying that it opens at like 7:30, and mm-hmm. it typically, like, class typically takes in at 9:05, and then we get out at 3:56, and then there's after school, of course, which I think ends at like 5:30. Yeah. And I think a typical day, I'm, like, one of the first people there, so mm-hmm. I'm there for, like, yeah. a good little minute between 7:30 and 9:05, and you kind of take that moment.
What do you do during that time?
It's kind of like being on a regular campus. You know, you get there, and the bus lets you off. The first place you go is the cafeteria, and you get breakfast. And, like, here, they have breakfast for you, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they'll take care of you. They'll make sure that you have food, you know, so you're not sitting there all uncomfortable with your stomach growling in class. They definitely take care of you. You use that time to socialize. You can just pick up on work that you left off on. You eat breakfast. And it's basically kind of like a good
free time.
Yeah, free time, like a good breather before mm-hmm. you have to go to class. And after that, there's a bell, first bell, and then they have announcements, and then you go through seven classes a day.
That's what I was going to ask. Seven classes a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Seven classes a day. There is a lunch period, and it's kind of split up because we have like
60 girls.
Yeah, about 60 girls, but it's a really small school. They have lunch A and lunch B. And so depending on your schedule, you know, lunch A goes first. Then they have like a 30 minute wait period where they take that time, you know, they clean up the eating area, and then another group comes in.
Okay.
And after that, it's 5th, 6th, and 7th, and then after school.
Well, I think you touched on this, but I'd like to elaborate a little bit more. What about transportation to the school? Now, I heard you say you caught the bus.
Actually, my mom drops me off.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is transportation provided at all, or is transportation on the individual students and their families? How does that work?
We do provide transportation through Star Metro. We purchase bus cards for our girls each and every month. So any student at Pace has the opportunity to get a free bus card. And this also helps a lot of our girls with community appointments for those girls at work. If a girl has a child, it is a mode of transportation for them in the afternoons also.
Okay. What about support services? Because it sounds like you're just full of them. Would you kind of go over the support services that you have available that the various students can be involved in?
Well, when girls come to Pace, they're assigned, I like to say they have two advocates immediately. They have a counselor, social service counselor, and then they have an academic advisor. So the social service counselor identifies the needs, the social needs that the girls have, what are her risk factors, what are areas that we need to work on. And then the academic advisor reviews where she is academically and begins to create academic goals with that girl. So in the run of a Pace day, counselors are also working with girls and pulling girls out of class to work on just different therapeutic interventions with girls. This also really helps because girls dealing with grief and trauma and just a lot of different issues, when they have a hard day, there is someone on staff that they can go to, can pull them out of class, you know, fix whatever needs to be fixed, and then we put them back into the educational setting so that they can keep on progressing in the classroom. We also do a lot of psychosocial groups, so girls work on anything from communication skills to conflict resolution. There's vocational groups that are going on, so we do a lot of things in the run of a day so that when the girl leaves Pace, she's also successful at her home school or if she's graduating or going to college. So a lot of services are wrapped around the girls.
Now, Ms. Adi, on the average, how long do the girls stay? I mean, is there a time limit or can they stay as long as they want? How does that work?
They can't stay as long as they want.
Because they probably will all stay.
Well, the philosophy is that from the day that the girl comes in, there's a transition plan, which just means there's a goal set. Mm-hmm. What is she trying to do? Mm-hmm. One of our priorities would be to, if she's behind academically, to get her up to her cohort and transfer her back into her her home school, whatever Leon County school she's going to. It could be that the girl needs to graduate with us for a variety of different reasons. It may not be in her best interest to go back to the school. The girls, we typically want them to stay for at least 190 days, but they often can stay longer. It just really depends on their unique circumstances. And what our staff is so skilled at doing, teachers and counselors, is working together to see her as a whole child. Yes, she needs seat time. Yes, we're contracted with the school district and she's got to be getting her grades. But she has so much going on that we have to look at everything she needs in order to help her succeed. It is ultimately the reason why Pace is better than a lot of other places trying to do prevention and intervention work, because of that sort of singular focus on meeting the needs of every girl.
Now, you mentioned you were a year-round school. How do you students feel about this year-round school situation?
The first year that I spent here, it was so weird for me, you know, because freshman year, you know, having, you know, what I would call, you know, quote unquote, a summer where, you know, you get to be lazy and you get to stay at home. You don't have to worry about school or doing anything like that. And then I came to Pace and I found out that it was a year long school. And I was like, oh, OK, you know, what is that exactly entitled? Like, what what am I getting myself into, you know, mm-hmm. giving up my summer. And it's basically like you go and you do the regular school year. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, of course, students typically get out in May and you get about maybe like a week. You have a week off where it's just you kind of like get yourself together. That's the time where you can just, you know, kind of chill out and have time with your family, go on a trip if you want. And then summer session starts. And it's June, July, and August, except for like 1 week before school starts. Then you get another, which is like basically that extra week where you get to just like there's no school mm-hmm. and you get to just chill mm-hmm. with your family and just hang out and take time to yourself. And then the school year where, you know, all of the students come back and it starts all over again.
Okay, so now during the summer, everybody still is not there, or how? Because you said the students come back in.
The students,
I mean, do they have an option? No, they don't. Okay, that's what I was just trying to make sure I got it clear. Yeah, Elizabeth.
During summer session, I was not happy about losing my summer. I am a hardcore summer fan. Oh. I enjoy summer. I'm an advocate for summer. So
I love it.
So not really happy. I was learning that I was staying in summer was not a very good happy place for me. But Pace has made it okay. Like, it's not awful. It's actually kind of fun sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, that we don't. A lot of times we go off and do like educational things or like we learn and stuff. And then like it's just getting out of the building. We get out of the building a lot more during summer than we do during mm-hmm. the school year. And mm-hmm. it's like, I don't know, the summer session, like, I know I may be a big summer fan, but I would just be sitting at home or tanning or something, like, non-productive, and I'm actually doing work now. Like, I'm getting back with my grade and stuff, so.
So that's
it's better
positive.
Than just, yeah it's better
summer
than
session
just,
is different.
Yeah, better than just sitting at home.
How many students do you all have, and where do they come from?
Well, we can serve up to 60 girls. Right now, we have about 55 girls, and we are, one great thing about our program is we're constantly enrolling girls. So mm-hmm. girls can come in at any period during the year. We get girls from a lot of different places. A lot of, you know, the public schools, of course, secondary schools, alternative schools. Sometimes girls come to us straight out of residential programs, and we've coordinated with their case manager. One young lady, we worked for 2 years while she was in the program. As she was stepping down, we were still involved in the process, and when she was completely released from the program, we enrolled her in PACE.
And where do they go when they leave? They go, I guess, back to their schools? Or
they go back to their... They go back to their zone school. Some girls go to college. Some girls may work on their GED. One of the unique aspects of our program is the transition services. You heard me say earlier, once a PACE girl, always mm-hmm. a PACE
yes,
girl.
I did.
So we follow our girls for a period of 3 years at least. There are girls that left the program 10 or 12 years ago, and when they find themselves in a hard spot, they always seem to find the PACE door. And so, you know, whatever we have to do, even when a girl leaves, we continue to wrap services around those girls.
Okay. That's fantastic. That is a real testimony for PACE. You know, we applaud you. You are definitely doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah. You've been around a long time, and you've got a good track record, mm-hmm. so that says something. As far as looking at the comparison of the PACE to the traditional school, I'd like to hear you all compare it to the traditional school environment that you may have left. I mean, how are the teachers different or similar? Would you do that for us, just for the listening audience, so they can have a feel for the differences?
Well, I know personally, I feel like the teachers, like, maybe not necessarily, like, care more, but it feels like it because they're more like, since we have, like, 55 girls or how many girls we mm-hmm. have, and there's only, like, 12, like, 10 to, like, 11 girls in a class, they can individualize.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, they can individualize, like, the work, and, like, they focus more on you and what you're doing and not just, like, the class as a whole. So whenever you're getting behind, they, like, refocus on you and, like, they take a pause and, like, come back to you and help you out, and then they go back and they help another girl and they help another girl. Like, the teachers are just amazing. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I couldn't work as a teacher at all, but and then, like, the counselors are always available for you. Like, I know I went through, like, a time with my mom, like, whenever we would have, like, our fights or whatever, I would need, like, to not be in class because I know, like, if someone said something to me, I know I'd get angry, and so, mm-hmm. like, I would go talk to my counselor about it. So your counselors are always available and ready for you.
Because they're right there on site.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That makes a big difference.
Yeah, and I think just PACE staff in general, they all just kind of possess this amazing ability to zero in on whichever individual needs attention. And, you know, while still having enough people there to control everything else that's going on around them while they're giving a girl whatever attention she needs. And compared to a regular high school, there's a part of it that's very different, and I think it's just because you're around so many girls,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's like a regular high school. It's just they're girls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're around females 24/7, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they have here at PACE just they have, like, a better opportunity to take care of the people that are there. Like, at my high school, when I went there, it was almost like I couldn't always get the help that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really difficult for me because there were times where I was like, oh, I really need to talk to someone, you know. And I would go to the guidance counselor's office and I'd look for my counselor and they're like, oh, she's not here right now, you know. And it's like, you know, we'll see if we can squeeze you in. And then it's the end of the day, you know, and everybody's going home and I still haven't talked to anyone, you know. But here it's like they always make time for you,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you always, whatever you need, if you need to talk to someone, they always make sure they fit you in.
I would think that's a real plus.
Well, our girls go to school longer than traditional. We actually have a 50-minute extra period every day than traditional school. And the reason for that is because of exactly what they're describing, that they do get pulled out of class to work on therapeutic issues. They may want to come out of class.
Let me ask you to hold that. We'll come back and talk about the therapy. You're tuned in to 411 Teen. We are going to take a break, but we'll return momentarily. 411 Teen is a conversational forum for teens and other interested folks. This hour, 411 Teen salutes Pace Center for Girls. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield, and joining me here again at the roundtable, I welcome Kelly Otte. She's the executive director of Pace Center for Girls. Ms. LaShawn Gordon, she's the social service manager. We have two students, Kiara Hannon and Elizabeth Drum. Ms. Otte, I had to interrupt you because you were talking about the therapeutic component and what you have available for the girls. So if you would like to continue, I appreciate it.
Yeah, one of the sort of interesting, we're sort of a dual, we are a fully certified Leon County school.
Okay.
I mean, we are just as required to make sure that these girls learn and get good quality academic instruction as any other school in the district.
Okay.
But we also have other services that we're doing with the girls. And you heard LaShawn talking about things like support groups.
Mm-hmm.
And Elizabeth and Kiara talking about being able to be out of the center a little bit and go do some fun things. The way that we do that is by building an extra 50 minutes in every single day for the girls so that they we can pull them out for things without it actually affecting their seat time, their
mm-hmm.
academic time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good thing because it does allow us to do some creative things. Like PACE is founded on an incentive model, which means that we have a variety of different, we have a level up system.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a variety of different ways that the girls can earn different kinds of increasing privileges or different kinds of rewards. They carry point cards during the day, which actually is just a way of tracking them from class to class, but also tracking things like other things that teachers track, attendance and punctuality, but also behavior and being on track and on task and things like that. Well, they can accumulate those points and then buy things with them or be rewarded things for having the most points.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a group of them that just went to the movies yesterday and mm-hmm. saw the movie Brave because they had to buy it with 3,500 points of their accumulated points. So the incentive program is also a big part. And so those extra minutes allow us to do those kinds of things with the girls.
That's great. They're smiling, so it must be a very good component. I think you've really kind of answered some of the questions because I was going to ask if there was any cost involved at all.
Oh, yeah. And we're a nonprofit. So the way that our funding works is the social service part of our program is funded significantly by the Department of Juvenile Justice. And I think it's one of the reasons why sometimes there's a misconception about PACE is when many bring up juvenile justice, everybody sees incarceration or an eventual. Mm-hmm. It's not what they fund us for. What they fund us for is prevention.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at circumstances in girls' lives that are placing them at risk for decision points in their lives. And so DJJ funds the part of our program that really tries to help us intervene with those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Department of Education through the school board funds us to do the academic teacher part. Everything else has to be fundraised like nonprofits do. So we're very fortunate that we have great support from United Way, the county, and the city.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of our unrestricted money has to come from individual givers, just like other nonprofits.
Okay.
And so we're always looking for people that want to support the mission of this organization.
Now, Ms. Gordon, I guess you have seen a number since you've been there 8 years. Can you kind of share any patterns or trends that you may have observed over this period that you have been there as social worker manager?
Patterns or trends? I would say one of the great patterns is just always going above and beyond to kind of reach the girl.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of work with the family and a lot of, you know, that entails home visits and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so, you know, one of the patterns is just always doing what needs to be done to kind of meet the need of a girl. I like to say each girl has a season at PACE. And sometimes when girls come to PACE, it's not always their season. But it always tugs at my heartstrings. Maybe 6 months or a year later, that girl does walk back through the door. I'm ready now. I'm ready for my season at PACE.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge trend. You know, girls always find their safe place.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of girls, PACE is that safe place.
Do you see any changes in maybe some of the issues that girls may be facing over this 8-year period? Have you seen a change in issues or problems or concerns that the girls come in facing? I mean, is it more familiar problems?
I think it kind of goes in waves. Mm-hmm. I think you'll have periods at Pace where you may have a lot of girls who are trying to get into the program that have had issues with suspensions and different things like that. You know, sometimes there are girls, we get more girls who have, you know, grief and trauma or maybe mental health issues. Mm-hmm. So it does come in waves. Right now we have a huge population of girls who are kind of dealing with healthy eating and different things like that. And we're partnering with a lot of agencies right now to promote health and wellness and nutrition among the girls. We're actually on a school-wide campaign, so a lot of the snacks that we do is healthy. It's fresh fruit. It's low-fat yogurt. Mm-hmm. You know, it's salads, it's sub mm-hmm. sandwiches opposed to pizza and, mm-hmm. you know, wings and some of the unhealthy things. So it definitely does come in waves. That's one of the things that's also great about Pace. Depending on the vast majority of the risk factors that we have in the center, we cater to that. So, mm-hmm. you know, versus 3 years ago, we might have been focusing on, you know, okay, we need to de-escalate, you know, we need to do de-escalating behaviors. Well, now we have a lot of girls with unhealthy eating habits, so we need to focus on that. So adapt to the growing need of the girls we have in the program.
As you think about the program and the time you've spent, and this is to both of you, what has been your favorite component of the program?
Definitely my ability to create the group I wanted. Like, I started a GSA, which is a Gay Straight Alliance, mm-hmm. and Pace is definitely, like, open to that. Like, it's a place where you can be you, and you don't have to worry about being judged, and that's what the group is for. It's about a safe place, and it's basically, like, a safe place inside a safe place, mm-hmm. but which is kind of redundant, but it works. And, like, we just had another meeting today, which is why I'm so hopped up. Like, I'm just, like, it goes so well, and we have so many girls that are, like, willing to trust the group. It was something they wouldn't trust anyone else with. Mm-hmm. So, like, I just, like, how willing they were to help me, like, create it, like, how, like, ready they were to have it, like, put into play, like, mm-hmm. I keep saying like. But they were just ready to have it, and they were ready to help me get it.
Sounds like so they were very receptive and very supportive of all your efforts.
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Kiara? What do you think has been your favorite when you think about all, and I know all of it's been dynamic and good, but if you had to identify one particular aspect or component of the program, what would you identify as your favorite part?
All of the opportunities. I think one of the main things that I will never, ever, ever forget coming to this school was when I first got here, there was a counselor. She was my counselor. And she said, okay, tell me a little bit about yourself. And she really just kind of, we bonded and she learned about me. And she learned that I loved to sing. And so she said, well, I have a friend who's a vocal coach. And she has this kind of like this school that's not too far from here. And I think then like, 2 weeks after just learning about me and her always hearing about how much I love music and how much I wanted to be a singer and perform, I ended up going and being a student with her friend mm-hmm. at it's called Legacy School of Arts, and I absolutely love my vocal coach. She's amazing. And so because of her and her connection to her friend, I did something that I didn't think that I would ever have the confidence to do, and that was actually get up in front of people, like complete strangers, and perform. Mm-hmm. And just that experience, just being able to perform for people, it helped me really just, it was kind of like confirmation that, yeah, you know, you don't just love music. Like, you really do want to be a singer. It's not just a hobby. And I would have never met you know, my counselor, had I not been at this school, I would have never gotten that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just eternally thankful for that.
Okay. I'd like to piggyback on that. Like, Pace has given me a lot of opportunities I would have never gotten. Like, not really recently, but kind of recently, I spoke at a Pace luncheon, which was interesting. I'm not a very, I mean, I'm a good public speaker, but I'm not very secure in myself when doing it because I don't like talking in front of people, especially about, like, I was talking about my experience with Pace and, like, how I got there and, like, what affected me so that I had such a bad relationship with my mom. And Pace gave me the opportunity to tell my story in front of 200 people,
wow,
which is crazy. Mm-hmm. And every time I think about it, I'm like, how did I do that? But, like, I did it. And
you
it did just,
it well. Mm-hmm. You were good.
Yeah. Thank you.
People still talk about it. Yeah, it was very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That was a beautiful day. I mean, I performed a song for her in dedication to her on that day, and just seeing her give her speech and tell her story, it's just like, you know, that's something that you never forget. Like, she'll mm-hmm. always have that memory.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things would you say to someone who's thinking about coming to Pace? You know, here I am, I think I need to make a change. Pace Center might be for me. You all are here. What kinds of things would you say to someone who potentially is you know, looking at Pace for possible, you know, attending the program there?
I mean, if it was one of my friends, I would tell them that, I mean, I would tell them straight up that Pace is a great school, and it just depends on their situation that they're in, but whether they need it or not. But I know one of my friends needs Pace, and I'm trying to get her to come and try to enroll. But she definitely needs it, and she needs it for her family. But she's just on the fence, and I'm like, you know, it's great academics. Like, you're catching up in your classes, and she and I'm like, the counseling's great. And I mean, I'm trying to, like, talk it up to her. But she's really on the fence because it's all year round. She loves her summer like I do. But I'm not going to say her name. But you just really need to come because Pace is what she needs. Mm-hmm. Right now, her family needs it. She needs it for her schoolwork because she's falling behind. And she's just losing herself. And I see it and I'm watching it happen. And I know she needs to come.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say definitely don't believe everything that you hear, especially if it's negative. There were so many stereotypes that I started hearing right before I went to this school, and I was about to get accepted into Pace, and I'm telling all my friends goodbye. You know, it's last week, and I'm giving them hugs, and they're like, where are you going? And I'm like, I'm going to Pace. And they're like, oh, my God, like, what'd you do? Did you hit somebody? Like, did you get in a fight? I thought you were such a sweet girl. And I'm like, it's really not a bad school, you know. And I think one of the main things that people just instantly jump on is girls' lives get out, you know. People talk. And so, sure, there are people who have gotten arrested, you know, or they've gotten a charge, or they've gotten a fight, you know, and that is life. Like,
right.
Even in a regular public school, there are people who have gotten arrested or have gotten a charge or have gotten into fights, you know, and had to go away for a little bit. But, you know, it's not like some detention center where it's just like, you know, kids straight out of juvie. It's not like that. Mm-hmm. It's not like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think one of the main things I really, really want people to know is just that Pace is not, it's not a bad school.
It's
Pace,
really not.
I, to this day, Pace just totally saved my life.
Wow.
And I just 100%, like, I think about my story and just where I was almost a year and a half ago, and I don't know where I would be without Pace, because I felt like I was in my own little bubble and I couldn't explain to people what I was feeling. And I mean, my teachers at my high school had no idea what I was going through. And then all of a sudden it's like I'm leaving And I can't really say why. I don't really know how to explain it, but I'm leaving and I'm going to somewhere where I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm about to go back to regular high school and just, like, a changed person. Yeah. And I totally, like, all my credit goes to Pace.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. What about the parental component, real quickly? Can parents, are parents actively involved?
Well, we meet with our parents every month, which is also another great thing. We have what we call monthly parental contact. So we actually do progress reports for our girls every month. We also have a parental involvement committee. So there's a group of parents that are working together. We're in the process of developing some parent support groups, but and just other different activities for parents to do with their girls. We're looking at a mother-daughter group in the fall, which is essential for communication with teenage girls and their parents. But what we always tell parents is the door is always open. You know, we do a lot of family counseling sessions also, so a lot of times that may involve a parent. We have parents that we've assisted with going back to school to get their GED, or we've connected them to the necessary referral to get back in school. So we are a family program. We serve the family also. So that's huge for the girls.
Yeah.
Any closing comments, Ms. Adi, that you may want to? Do you have any events coming on? Or do you all have annual events that we need to be aware of?
We have an event that we partner with the Oasis Center for Women and Girls to hold in September. It's on September 28th. It's called the Celebration of Women and Girls. It's a night of performances by women and girls, including this year the theater group from Pace is actually performing. So that'll be really exciting.
Yeah.
Pace is an extraordinary place. It is not... my experience has been that I've watched the school over the last 15 years. It's just because I didn't work here didn't mean that I didn't know about it. Uh-huh. But it wasn't until I got in it that I really understood. It is unlike anything else that exists.
Well, that says it.
And it's wonderful.
That definitely says it. Again, I mean, I would like to say my sincere appreciation for you all coming and sharing the information about the Pace Center for Girls. 411 Teen salutes you. You all are doing a dynamic job.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming. To my listening audience, tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 Teen. This edition of 411 Teen was produced by Dr. Liz Hollyfield. Technical engineer, Evan Rossi. Audio copies are available, and if you would like to participate in 411 Teen or have topic suggestions, call 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. That's 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. If you would like to subscribe to 411 Teen podcast, log in WFSU.org.